I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hi, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I want to talk about purposeful connections and making time work for you. You know, last time we met, we were talking about the importance of writing out your goals for 2019. And I had shared a few of my personal goals, financial goals, spiritual goals that I want to see unfold and continue to grow, and the areas that I want to continue to cultivate in my life, my dreams, my passions, those things for 2019. One of the goals that I shared with you last time was to go on more hot dates with my hubby. And as I was looking at that and how am I going to achieve some of these goals, remember we're taking baby steps to get there, I started looking at my calendar. And as I reviewed my calendar for 2018, I realized that my calendar, my Google calendar, I have an app on my phone that I use, and it was filled with all sorts of everything else. But I had not been intentional about scheduling date nights. Like, my husband and I hadn't been intentional about putting those on our calendar like we had with dentist appointments and band concerts and choir concerts and birthday parties and different things from going here and going there. Our calendar was booked with everything else except that really important thing about us maintaining our relationship and purposefully setting aside time to go on dates and spend one-on-one good quality time together as husband and wife. That thing that can make a relationship thrive and just bring a solid foundation in your marriage. And I was like, what the heck? Everything else has made the cut except being purposeful about that very important thing. So I was like, oh my gosh, I need to be intentional. I need to be purposeful about making this connection with my husband a priority. And that means it needs to show up on my calendar. So it made me realize that a lot of times, and we're probably all very guilty of this, we put a lot of stuff on our calendar, but the relationships and the connections that we have with dear friends and our spouse and our children, those one-on-one moments that we know are so valuable to cultivating good relationships, we forget to put them and prioritize them on our calendar. So that is a baby step that I'm doing this year. If I want to have more dates, that means I also need to be purposeful about putting it on our calendar, blocking it on our calendar. You know, there's things like, too, going on one-on-one dates with my daughters. I know they need one-on-one time with mom. And I know my husband loves taking our girls out for dates, date nights with dad. And so making sure that we're putting those priorities on our calendar, because I tell you, just like with our date nights, we talk about it and then things come up. And before you know it, we go 6 months and we haven't gone on a date. And I want that to change. I know that we can do better. Challenge accepted. We can do better in 2019. So one of the things that can be really helpful as you begin to figure out who those people are that you want to make purposeful connections with for this year is the simple thing of giving time a name. And it kind of sounds silly, but if we don't tell time where we want it to go and who we want it to be with, time is going to fill up. Our time is going to get wasted. It's going to fill up with things that may or may not be important, and the things that should be the most important will end up getting shifted to the back burner, or they end up being an afterthought, and we don't want that to happen. So by giving our time a name, and I don't say it has to be like, hey, my time is called, hey, Betty, my time is Betty. Or, you know, like, you know how we name our vehicles? Maybe that's a guy thing. Well, no, Bessie. I think I've called my car Bessie before. But anyways, but the importance of naming our time, telling time where we want it to go. And I don't mean, well, anyways, you know what I mean. By giving time a name, it helps us to not lose track of it. So that way we are scheduling in the things that are a priority for us this year. So your spouse, your children, your good friends, those people that are good for your soul, those connections that you need to have throughout the year need to be on your calendar just as much as those dentist appointments, as those hair appointments, as school appointments. All of that stuff needs to be put on our calendar so that we can make the best use of our time. And it's those, again, those purposeful connections that we are investing in for our future. Because I tell you, the habit and the pattern is if you don't assign your time a name, your date nights will not happen. Your dates with your children will not happen. And I know it sounds sad, but it is sad because they take the back burner. They are the afterthought. And it really is about shifting your paradigm, shifting your priorities, shifting how you see your time and taking ownership of it. I know that if you were to compare time and money, I hear a lot of people talk about, like, when you're doing budgeting, you need to assign every single dollar a name. You need to assign every single dollar a category so that way it gets spent in the right place, that you're assigning certain amounts to saving, certain amounts to spending, certain amounts to giving, certain amounts for every single bill that you have. Like, and you know, like with budgeting, they say every dollar needs to be put somewhere. So if you know that you make $1,000 a month, you need to assign every single penny someplace to go so that you don't end up overspending or going outside of your budget. It's the same exact thing with time. Think about time as a budget, a time budget. Woo! Giving your time a name. So that way you are telling it where to go so that you are accomplishing and doing the things that you want to do. Like, you want to pay your bills. Woohoo! You want to be on time making that heat bill payment so that your heat stays on. You know, think of it the same way with your time. What are the things that you're wanting to accomplish? What are the relationships that you're wanting to see thrive and continue to cultivate? How do you put them in your budget of time? It sounds so simple, but yet a lot of times we don't do it. So this is part of our goal for 2019. It's part of my goal for 2019. Tell your time where you want it to go. Give your time a name so that the purposeful connections that you need to make this year will be right in your calendar. How cool is that? How cool is that that now you get to go on those dates without feeling guilty, like you're just squeezing it in, that you get to go and connect with your best friend without squeezing it in, or, you know, trying to just move things around and frantically try to say, oh, I haven't seen them in months. Now I have to frantically adjust my schedule. This will take stress off. It'll help alleviate anxiety. It will take those relationships that are the most important to you to a whole other level because you're prioritizing them. You're giving your time a name. You're making a purposeful connection. And that, my friends, is what we want to see happen. So, my challenge to you, how do we start this? Number one, we look at our calendar and see how are we arranging our time? Where are we losing time? You know, where am I wasting time? And yes, when you're looking at your time, it's important to have time of rest, time downtime, watching movies, reading books, soaking in the tub, sitting out in your rocking chair on the porch and drinking a beer. It's important to have downtime, your cup of coffee, just your you time. That needs to be penciled in there too, because I tell you, if you forget to do that, that'll get taken up with something else, another task. And again, that's part of self-awareness, self-compassion, taking care of yourself, self-care. When you give time a name, all of those areas that you need to have happen in your life get fulfilled because we're giving our time a name. And it might sound like I'm a broken record because I keep saying that. I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but sometimes we need to hear things over and over and over and over again before it actually sinks in that something, a task so easy as reprioritizing our time and giving it a name, something like that easy can make a huge difference in you fulfilling your dreams, you fulfilling the things and doing the things that you're passionate about, you having your priorities in the right order so you can bring your best you to the table. It's about making time work for you. So we figure out where we're wasting time, and then we are able to start to arrange time and categorize time how we want it to work for us. You know, working in our fitness schedule, working in our dream and passion time schedule. We put some time in that budgeted area, and we put some budget time in our self-care area. We put budget time for our spouse. We put time, you know, that date night. We put budget time for that date with our children. We family time, vacations. We put those all in our time budget, assigning it a name so that we are able to continue to have those purposeful connections, those meaningful connections throughout our life. We are making time work for us. So in the midst of all of that, when we're saying as well, purposeful connections this year, another step would be we can't connect with everybody. We just can't. And yet there are those meaningful people we do need to connect with. So maybe it's you need to sit down and make a list of people that come to your mind. And maybe initially it's just you write down every person that comes to mind that you may have connected with in the past and you want to connect with in the future. So you write them all out on a piece of paper. Then you go back with a highlighter and you take a moment to now purposefully look over that list. And who are those people that are highlighted, like kind of pop off the page that you know this year that you really need to make sure that you have scheduled them in on your calendar? That time you can actually give to their name, you know? So on my calendar, I'm going to put down Nathan. He's going to get my time, my husband, priority number one, dates with my children, priority number two, you know, and then all of those other people who you want to make sure get into that calendar. So who are those people that you're highlighting? And then from there, you can go and plug them in. If it's once a month, if it's every other week, once a quarter, however it works for you and or what you're envisioning or how that relationship is, you begin to plug them into your calendar. Connect with them. Send them a text. Ping them. Say, hey, I want to make sure that I connect with you over this year. Let's get some dates on the calendar. How can we do that? And so that you are making sure that the right people in your life get the best of your time and they're not an afterthought. They're not a stress trying to figure them and squeeze them into your calendar, but they really are relationships that you want to cultivate this year. So that's my challenge. My challenge to you is give your time a name this year. Making purposeful connections. Make time work for you. Just like your budget, make your time. Take ownership of your time so that all the dreams, all the passions, all the goals that you took time to write down over the last couple weeks can be fulfilled. You can accomplish them because now you're taking ownership of another facet of your life. Time. Time is so huge and so valuable. So I leave you with that today, my friends. Making purposeful connections. Give your time a name. Make it work for you this year. And you will be surprised at how much you accomplish, how much you connect with people that matter most in your life because you took ownership of your time. So with that, I leave you that piece of wisdom. Until next time, have a wonderful day.